How do you tell the difference between intuition and anxiety? Hey everybody, it's Deanna Durrell from thedancinggoddess.com. And if you've ever had a gut feeling about something, but you weren't sure, is this my intuition guiding me or is it just anxiety and like crappy thinking and fear holding me back? You are not alone. So many people struggle to distinguish between the nudge of their intuition and the loud kind of obsessive thoughts of anxiety. So understanding the difference can really help you make better decisions and trust yourself more. So intuition, I describe it as a deep knowing, right? It comes up without a lot of reasoning, a lot of logic. It may be a gut feeling that tells you to take a certain path or to avoid a situation or to trust an opportunity, versus anxiety, which can often be fear-driven and is usually rooted in a past experience or an imagined worst-case scenario, right? So intuition, if you're like taking notes, is kind of a subtle nudge in a particular direction. It's a calm, persistent feeling that doesn't wear off with like emotional highs and lows. And it's deep and neutral. It's not panicked at all. Versus anxiety, which can sometimes feel like racing thoughts that won't settle down. You can get physical symptoms like restlessness or nausea or tension. For me, it's like upset tummy and like feeling like somebody's pushing down on my chest. And you can feel stuck in a loop of overanalyzing a decision. So how do you know the difference? Here's a few like what I call self-checks. One, how does it feel in your body? First answer, right? Does it feel grounded and neutral or does it feel super tight and kind of panicky? Number two, is it consistent? Is it repetitive? Anxiety will keep coming back with a lot of uncertainty, whereas intuition is like, it's a one-time knowing and it doesn't argue with itself and it doesn't change with external circumstances. It's like, it just is. And then finally, another question you can ask is, does this lead me to clarity or confusion? So intuition is all about bringing clarity, even if it's super subtle, even if it feels like a whisper. And anxiety can create more mental fog. So here are some final thoughts. Like, learning how to tell the difference takes practice. But the more that you can tap into your inner wisdom, the stronger it becomes. And also the commitment, right? Like, I'm committed to trusting my intuition and moving past anxiety. Maybe anxiety is kind of like your go-to place. So the next time you're facing a decision, in this case, you know, the question was about a situation at work, like pause and ask yourself, is this my gut speaking or my fears? And the answer may be closer than you think. Now, have you ever struggled with the difference between anxiety and intuition? If so, let's pull on the community. You guys are amazing. I would love for you to leave a comment on the blog, wherever you see this, and share your experience in the comments, because you never know who could need to hear this message right now. Thank you guys so much for being a part of this goddess community. If you would like more, definitely check out the website at thedancinggoddess.com. I love you. Talk to you soon.